We're going to call this board meeting into session. We're actually starting late. A couple of things. A listener sponsor, Carol, has offered to take sign-ups for public comment, and she does have a paper, so if members of the listener sponsor community, guests here who would like to address the board in public comment, Carol LaFlamme, just wave your hand, Carol. There she is, she's waving. Oh my gosh. That was quite a wave. The other thing is, Carol, after the meeting, would you give the sign-up sheets to our secretary, Terry Goodman, because they become part of the record? Okay, now let me just... I always think I'm prepared, and then I feel at the last minute like I'm discombobulated here. Okay. Okay. We will ask members of the board to be seated, and that's okay. That's right. That's okay. Is Jan Goodman here? Not yet. Okay. Unitarian Universalist Church, The Onion. Today, honoring the celebration of Juneteenth, we'll be speaking about that more. We'll call this meeting to order, and will the secretary call the roll? Oh, excuse me.
Grace Aaron. Grace Aaron is here. David Adelson. David Adelson is here. Sarah Amir is here. Maria Armudian. Maria Armudian is not here. Marie Deary. Marie Deary is here. Jim Diogenio.
Present.
Jim Diogenio is present. Now Elwardani. Now Elwardani is absent. Israel Foyer.
Here.
Is here. Bill Gallegos.
Here.
Is here. Eva Georgia. Eva Georgia is absent. It is fund drive. Shirna Gluck. Shirna Gluck is out of town. Jan Goodman. Jan Goodman is absent. Jan Goodman is very much out of town. Terry Goodman is here. Jane Halloran is here. Sonali Kalhatka is here. Alan Minsky. Alan Minsky is absent. Ed Pearl is here. Margaret Prescott is here. Leslie Radford is here. Julie Rodriguez is here. Madeline Schwab is here. Fernando Velasquez. Fernando is absent. Donna Warren. Donna Warren is absent. Harrison Weil is here. Don White is here. Sarah Wyatt. Sarah is absent. Seventeen members are present, constituting a quorum.
Okay, thank you very much. A quorum is established for this meeting.
It's time to move to excuse some absences.
All right. Notwithstanding the fact that we have not approved the agenda, I'm going to rule that the excusing of absences is in order, inasmuch as I believe even Robert's Rules of Order says that we can deal with excusing absences as the roll call is taken. Chair recognizes the Secretary.
Prior to this meeting or during the roll, I've heard announcements regarding the absences of Maria Armudian, Eva Georgia, Shirna Gluck, Jan Goodman. I've heard reasons for the absences of those people and move that they be excused, and would like to hear from anyone else who knows why anyone else is not here.
Yes, I could. I talked to Niall, and she'll try to come later. She has a personal matter she's taking care of for a while.
Yes. Yes, that's a very good point. If there were a motion to excuse absences, it does not mean the people who are not included in that motion could not have this absence excused later at any time by a board action.
That's a matter of interpretation because the bylaws say they have to be excused at the meeting.
Well, I would rule that if someone was unable to contact a member of the board but had a good reason, that we would probably suspend that make a special rule for our own board, that if someone is absent for a good reason but cannot actually contact a board member to explain why he or she is not here, we really should act on excusing that later. That would be, you know, some people have the advantage of being in touch with people personally, and others may not have had that advantage, so I would say the board probably would want to excuse absences later, if they were good excuses. Okay, the chair recognizes... Who? Bill? Oh, no, this hand here. This is Leslie, huh?
Yeah.
Leslie, I'm sorry, I can hardly see people over there, so Leslie...
Well, I might just be falling down here. I would like to amend the motion and add that all future absences and excuses must be received by the chair by the time of the meeting.
Excluding this meeting, you mean?
Excluding this meeting.
Okay, now let's recognize Bill. We have an amendment on the floor we'll deal with first. Bill.
Use the mic.
They can't hear you.
Bill, use the mic.
I really feel like we're starting a half an hour late. We haven't even approved the agenda. Can we maybe table this?
You know, I still can't hear you. Are you talking?
I'm asking if we can table this. I really think we shouldn't spend a lot of time on this. We need to get to the agenda and get to what we're doing. And why are we spending a lot of time on this? I don't think it's a good use of our time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just suggesting we pull it and get to what we need to get to.
Okay, David Adelson.
The reason I think it's coming up is there's another signal areas where people have been had a series of unexcused absences. There's been an attempt or a request that they be removed from the board for that, because the bylaws say that. So I think that's why people are raising it. But
okay, now I'm going to ask, just using the prerogative of the chair just for a split second, that one way we could handle this, if the motion and the amendment were withdrawn, we could entertain a motion that people who have had unexcused absences up to this meeting submit the date of the meeting and the excuse for the absence to the chair, and then I compile a motion for all of these absences, and then we deal with it, because we do not want to spend a lot of time on this morning. Chair recognizes Julie.
I'd like to call the question, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll be calling the question on the amendment. Okay, let's go to a point of order of the secretary.
Point of order, the original motion was not seconded, so I will withdraw that motion and move instead that, like at the last meeting, at this meeting we excuse all absences.
Okay, the chair did not note the lack of seconds. Therefore, because the motion was not seconded, I do not believe that the amendment was seconded. There is now a new motion. Is this motion, which the secretary has just made, is that seconded? It's been moved and seconded that we excuse all absences for today. Now, Julie, you have the floor.
I'd like to call a question.
The question's been called for.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. This is a vote only on ending discussion, ending debate, going to a vote. If you favor ending debate, you would raise your hand. If you oppose it, no. Those in favor of calling a question, raise your red card. Those opposed, chair will note that this is a unanimous vote of those present voting. Those in favor...
Please read the motion before we vote on it.
Yes, we're going to do that. The motion is that we excuse all absences for today's motion. I mean, for today's meeting. It's been moved and seconded. Those in favor of that motion, raise your hands. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3. There are 3 against.
You need to have a count for 4.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Would you raise your hands, your cards, if you're voting for the motion? For the motion is 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All right, the motion passes. Let's go to the first agenda item, which is calling to order. We've done that. Call the roll. We've done that. Welcome and thank you. Welcome to our listener sponsors. It's a pleasure to have you here, and thanks to the board for this good turnout. This is a continuing agenda. Approval of the agenda and alterations. Before we go to that, the chair would just like to suggest that the concern that many members have for clarity over what I will call the Prescott Goodman, that's Jan Goodman, motion on increasing the number of members on LSB committees needs clarification. So I'm going to suggest that we deal with that first under agenda item 3, that we actually clarify that vote, the Jan Goodman amendment, and then I believe Margaret has some sign-ups, and we have some issues to deal with there. Is there any objection to handling that at the beginning of agenda item 3? Seeing no objection, then we'll put that at the beginning of agenda item 3. That will be the Prescott Goodman motion clarification. Okay, Chair recognizes David Adelson.
The agenda has 15 minutes for the PNB report back, and while we're going to be proposing that we do a formal meeting where we will do an extensive report back, a lot happened at this meeting, and I remember last time people feeling very frustrated that there was no opportunity to ask questions or have any interaction. So I'd like to move we add 10 minutes to that agenda item, the 10 minutes to be used for questions, the first 15 minutes to be used for the report. I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved to second. Before we go to Sonali, it's been moved and seconded. Agenda item 6 have 10 minutes added to it. I would like to say that we have this venue till 2 o'clock, which helps a little bit. And we could actually, if you have endurance, we could actually extend a little bit. So we have it until 2. Now, is there any discussion? We'll consider this a motion that's been moved and seconded. Any discussion over adding 10 minutes to agenda item 6? Yes, please, go ahead. Do you have a mic down there you can use? Now, let me just clarify. Did you say this is a point of information, right? A point of information?
Yeah, I'm going to start the door.
Okay.
So I want to know where the time is going to be taken and how much extra time there is for over.
Okay, let me clarify for Harrison. Of course, the motion is to add 10 minutes to agenda item 6. Now, keeping in mind that every time we add time, and do not take it away from another agenda item, we extend the meeting. It is now well after 10:30. We have this venue till 2 o'clock or beyond.
Or beyond, great.
Or beyond.
I think that's really important. This is an opportunity.
Yeah, well, one of the things I did in arranging this venue was to try to get us enough time. But keep in mind, we also can melt down, and our endurance here is not
right.
It's finite. So we should think this meeting will go till 2. Now, Harrison, is there any further comment or question? Does that answer it for you?
No. What's the total amount of time that's already agenda?
Okay, 3 hours and 30 minutes.
And so that is from 11, 3 hours is beyond 2 o'clock already. So we have no time for extension of discussion or anything.
Well, the body always controls the agenda. So
what I'm saying, Don, is that we already have 3 hours.
Okay.
Minutes budgeted. We only have 3 hours.
Okay.
We know perfectly well that we're not going to get through this agenda.
Okay.
Obviously need to already start thinking about a lunch break and a long session.
Okay, so my impression is that you are questioning this motion. The motion is on the floor. It's seconded, so you're thinking about maybe not supporting. All right, Jim.
Something different related to the agenda.
No, we have to resolve this first. So, Jim,
I would like to.
Go ahead, Jim. pardon me?
Who's first, me or
no, I'm going to call on Jim and then Grace.
Okay. I would like to know a point of information. Well, you said we could go beyond 2 o'clock. Could we go to 3 o'clock?
Let me put it this way. If we were willing to take up a small connection, a collection, we're paying the person to come back. We're paying $75 when she returns at 2 o'clock. She probably will be expecting to close up around 2:30 or so. She can stay around. We don't want to make a statement having to take up a small collection and pay for an extra hour. And that would probably be something like $20. So if each of us put in a dollar, we can do that.
All right, thank you.
Okay, the chair recognizes Sonali.
No,
I'm sorry. Oh, you were through.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. It was Grace.
Oh, I'm sorry. Grace. Yes, I'm sorry.
It be extended by 10 minutes only if we're on time at that point in the agenda.
Okay. So there is a friendly amendments. Let's just deal with that amendment to his motion. His motion was to ask 10 minutes, and you're saying an amendment that if we're on time at that point, we
right. Correct.
Well, no, we're not going to deal with friendly amendments. Let me clarify. Once a motion is made and seconded, it belongs to the body. It doesn't belong to the maker. Therefore, friendly amendments are out of order because the body now owns this motion. May we go to a quick vote on Grace's amendment? Her amendment is that we add 10 minutes to the PMB director's report if we have the time at that point. We're on time. Was that seconded? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? With unanimous consent, can we go to a vote? Okay, those in favor of Grace Aaron's amendment, raise your cards. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. The amendment passes. Now we have a motion with the Grace Aaron amendment. Any further discussion on the... Yes? One moment. If there's not clarity here, what we just did was we attached Grace's amendment to David's motion, but we have not yet voted on the motion. And we're still just doing the final discussion, and then we'll go to a vote. Chair recognizes Harrison.
It seems to me that the most important thing before us is the cap. That if we don't do something about that and get it resolved, and it's not going to get resolved finally at this meeting, and we have to have a report from that committee. So I think that, and there are more than two proposals for the cap. It's going to take some discussion. I want it first on the agenda.
Okay, your wishes there are respected.
Okay, I make a motion that we put it first.
I'm sorry. Yeah, your wishes are respected by the chair, but you're out of order only because you're asking for something that is not directly related to this motion. So we need to vote.
We're discussing the agenda.
I'm sorry?
Are we not discussing the agenda?
When there's a motion on the floor, it's out of order to make
what
another motion.
What motion is on the floor? Okay,
the
I'm sorry.
On the floor is the David Adelson motion that we add 10 minutes to the PNB director.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we voted on it.
And we haven't voted on that. Is there any other discussion? Ed? Questions been called for? It's been seconded. Those in favor of ending debate and going to a vote, raise your cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Those opposed? Okay, the chair notes that it's a unanimous vote. Those in favor of the David Adelson motion as amended, raise your cards. And those opposed? Okay, the chair notes it's a unanimous vote. Okay, now chair recognizes the audience.
I would like to just present a very brief motion in section 11 when we're deciding our next meeting with respect to a special meeting of this board on Wednesday the 30th of June regarding personnel issues, and I have some motions prepared with respect to an email that was recently sent to the local station board, and I just want to sort of inform the board that I want to present it in section 11 if that's okay. It shouldn't take too long. We can vote it up or down. So I'm not presenting a motion, I'm just speaking to the agenda.
Okay, I'm going to just ask if there is any objection to the member presenting a motion under section 11 setting the next meeting, or in this case, meetings. Is there any objection to that? Okay, seeing no objection, it will be ruled that we will entertain that motion under 11.
And I'll pass copies of it.
Right. I the
secretary notes the arrival of Donna, Warren, and Alan.
And John,
I was just saying I didn't have breakfast this morning and I'm really hungry. Yep. Now, the chair just wants to make it clear that in open session, you should not mention the names of any people involved in personal issues. Okay, is there any other discussion around the agenda, or can we go to an acceptance of this agenda? Okay, I don't see any hands, so the chair will... Oh, excuse me, Harrison, go ahead.
I'd like to make the motion I explained out of order a moment ago.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Just that we take up the cab for the reasons I explained out of order.
Yeah, you'll have to state a motion.
I move that we take up the issue of the cab first.
Okay, so the motion is that we take up the issue of the cab, and can you say, as agenda item 3, before LSB committee reports, just so it's precise, you're saying that would be the first order of business.
Point of information, where is it now on the agenda?
Okay.
Point of information, yes, where...
Let me address the point of information. Right now, there's a motion on the floor from the structure committee, which is called, for lack of a better term, the Cherniff-Gluck motion. And in that motion, the structure committee moved at the Long Beach meeting that the cab be created in a certain way. So the chair is going to rule that substitute motions can replace that section of the structure motion. I don't know if you all have that motion.
What's the title?
I can read it to you if you would like.
What's the title?
No, it's good.
John, why don't we just start off right now doing that business since you, in fact, are...
I didn't hear that.
We are beginning to do exactly what I'm suggesting, that begin with the cab, and so perhaps you could ask us if there's any objection to our just getting down to it.
Yeah, that's true. I was referring to a point of information, but I understand the spirit of what you're saying, that we should really maybe answer your question.
It still isn't clear where it is
right
now.
Right now, this cab issue is in the structure motion presented in Long Beach, but that does not mean that there cannot be substitute motion.
Is that item 3? Where is it?
Okay, let me just direct you. It's now item 3A. Item 3A.
Thank you.
Okay, now we have a motion on the floor. Was Harrison's motion seconded? Is there a second to Harrison's motion? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Now we can go to discussion of what we'll call Harrison's motion.
Yeah, I appreciate and agree with the sentiment about its importance, but I vehemently oppose this. The idea that we cannot count on our agenda, that we therefore, that different members may put forward what they consider the most pressing matter is something to be considered first outside of the structure of the agenda is something I think is a hideous precedent. And when we approve this agenda, it is always in order for somebody to call orders of the day, which means that if it was time to deal with that issue, they call the orders of the day and we deal with it. We have to get some discipline and structure in the way we run our meetings, and I don't think think it's a good precedent to bump things up out of the structure of the agenda. So I'm speaking against it.
Other comments on the Harrison motion? I'm going to go to the side of the board if there's a hand, but seeing none, Jim. Oh, okay. Let's go to Jim, then Israel. Jim,
generally speaking, I would agree with Dave, but I think this is a really exceptional agenda item, because it means a lot. If you can show me another agenda item that's going to cost us this kind of money, if we don't deal with it by September, then I would agree with them. But I think this is really an extraordinary development that it should have been dealt with, if you ask me, at least begun to be dealt with in Long Beach. Okay, and here we are, what are we, a month after that? Or a month, or maybe more than that? And we still haven't dealt with it. Okay, so that's why, I back Harrison's motion.
Chair recognizes Israel.
Yes, since this is now item 3, it's quite high in the agenda. I see no reason why it shouldn't come up. Therefore, I would ask Harrison to withdraw his motion in the interest of expediting our process here. We will get to it today. And my second point is, if this were a more urgent matter than September, even more urgent, there's no reason why we can't call a special meeting to deal with just that. And I would be in favor of that, should we not be able to get to it for some reason that I can't foresee today.
Was it Leslie Radford who had her hand up?
No.
No.
Who?
Okay. Ed. And then we'll come back to Jim. Ed. Okay. The question has been called for. Is there a second to that?
Yes.
It's been moved and seconded that we call the question. You're not voting on the Harrison motion at this time. You're simply voting on closing debate and going to a vote. Those in favor of ending debate and going to a vote, raise your cards. Okay.
Is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Opposed? I see no card. We don't take abstention, so it's 15-4. Those in favor of the Harrison motion to take the cabinet issue first, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, the motion failed. Is there any other discussion about the agenda? If not, the chair will entertain a motion to approve the agenda. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? The question has been called for. Those in favor of the question, raise your cards. You're only voting to end debate. The chair rules that. Okay, opposed to the question? Noting it's a unanimous vote, we go to the vote. Those in favor of accepting the agenda, raise your cards. Those opposed, raise your cards. Seeing no votes, we'll note that it's a unanimous vote to accept this agenda. Okay, let's go to agenda item 2, brief remarks by the chair. I'm going to make these very brief. First of all, I approached some people to discuss Jim Keith, and they said, Don, you do it.
Duh.
I mean, I actually asked them. Folks to do this, I just want to note that there were some heroic members of this board who searched and searched for a venue in central Los Angeles, because today is Juneteenth, a historic day in U.S. history, and especially a very, very significant date for African Americans and people who realize that the so-called freeing of the slaves really did not end much. But it was significant. It was the day on which emancipation was announced in Texas and other places. And that commemoration is noted all over the country, and we're noting it today, mainly to point out that instead of ending a struggle. It's simply enunciating new chapters in an ongoing struggle that continues even to this very moment. Any other member of the board who would like to make a comment on Juneteenth? We just want to honor Juneteenth today. Seeing no, oh yes. Chair recognizes Donna.
I just wanted to add that slavery is still legal under the 13th Amendment when you're in prison or under position of servitude, like parole or probation. So in the United States, slavery is still legal under the 13th Amendment. I think that needs to be noted, that in this great country of ours, we still sanction slaves.
Thank you very much. The other thing I wanted to point out is I had a discussion with Ava Georgia about the formation of the Interim Program Council. It has moved very slowly. There's enormous frustration around the Interim Program Council. She and I had a long discussion. Two people inside the station, Evan Ray and Jennifer Kaiser, are taking extraordinary responsibility now for moving this forward. A database has been established of qualified voters, and nomination papers, I believe, are going to go out Monday. I won't go into detail, but you know that the IPC has collectives, paid staff, unpaid staff, management, and they've been working under enormous handicap because it is now really the membership is exclusively the listener sponsors who were elected. So I just want to do a brief update that we are moving ahead there. And people who have questions inside the station about this process, it would be good for you to contact Evan Ray and Jennifer Kaiser because they're taking the responsibility for it. But I wanted to say finally, I'm going to cut out everything else. Day three, the current total as of last night in the fund drive is $226,470. My impression is that... I'm sorry? Speak up. Okay, now it's up from the report I got. It's now $286,000. Ahead of goal, I believe.
When I left at 10 o'clock, it was
284. Okay, so we're looking for 300,000. So we're
Don. An informational point on what happened to approval of the minutes.
We approved them, didn't we?
Yeah. No, were we going to ever have hard copy minutes or only posting on the web?
Okay, your question is, are the minutes going to be posted on the web?
Or are hard copies ever available? I've been asked a number of
questions. Okay, let's go to the secretary. I think that question goes to the secretary.
The suggestion of putting a link to meeting agendas has been sent to the station manager and the webmaster, but there hasn't been any follow-up. I can resend that suggestion.
Thank you.
Okay, that concludes. I have other things, but I did a report to the board about the elevator, the town hall meeting, a few things. So that report to you, that report to the board by the chair, includes a lot of things I can talk about. So that is my report. We're going ahead. Chair recognizes Sonali.
Just want to add about the fund drive goals. $280,000, if you over 4 days, we're actually not doing as well as we need to be doing. We need to be raising at least $75,000 a day, and that is about an average of about $70,000 to $72,000 per day. Weekends are generally slower than weekdays, so you know, I wanted to celebrate, but just temper it with that. It's not spectacular. It needs to be better.
Okay. I got carried away a bit. Jane.
I don't know what your report to the board is. I don't know what your report to the board is.
Oh my gosh, I hope that so many received a report to the board from the chair by internet.
Raise your cards. We're having technical problems here. It has the elevator. It's not the internet. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It was sent about 5 days ago. Okay. We really need to settle this thing. It's causing a lot of problems. I think I sent it out LSB04 as well as Yahoo. Chair recognizes Ed. Okay. You know what? I'm going to forward that again because it has a lot of stuff in it that the board needs to see. It's a lot of the stuff that I can't go into here. Okay, so I'll resend that to everyone using all of the internet listeners that we have. Let's go to the agenda. Let's move to agenda item 3, LSB committee reports. The first is structure. Okay, the chair recognizes Margaret.
John, I was under the impression that we were going.
She's reminding me of something. Okay, here's a point of order from David Abelson.
Do we have a timekeeper? We have time.
Wow. No. Who will? Now we're going to start timing. Who will time? Can you? All right, Sarah. The times are next to the agenda items. And let's note when we are starting agenda items. What time is it right now?
Actually, Don.
30.
Don.
Yes, sorry.
Could you ask the timekeeper at each agenda item to announce the time on that clock at which the agenda item ends, so we can all track it?
Okay. It's now. Does that clock say 11:30?
Yes. 11:30.
Okay. This is a 15-minute agenda item. So technically,
it would be 12:20.
Does each person speak at 90 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever? Make a judgment.
Let's establish that.
Yeah.
I think we have a 90-second limit.
90 seconds.
Okay, is there general consensus, 90 seconds, and the timekeeper will also time for speaking? Okay, let's go to... Okay, we have a problem here because the first agenda item is structure. The committee report. No, excuse me. It's clarification over the Margaret Prescott, Jan Goodman motion to expand membership by 2. Margaret, would you like to speak to that?
Yes, that was passed at the last board meeting. Near the end of the meeting, people may remember there was quite a rush at the end. There was a sign-up sheet, and some people did sign up for the various committees, and I think all of the board members now have a copy of that. I also sent it around by email only this morning. I do apologize for that, but I brought a copy so that you all could see. As you could see from a couple of the committees, there were more than 2 people who signed up for it. There's one committee that one person on management evaluation, Marie Derry, has asked for her name to be removed. So that means, according to the motion, we are going to need to have a vote on at least 2 committees, the program oversight and management evaluation, unless the board decides to deal with the matter in another way. But that was indeed the resolution. So that means that we have to decide to proceed. I think we should just do it very, very quickly, not dwell on it. This is the 3rd board meeting that this issue is being discussed. We're going to have another election practically before we decide on these committees. So I think we should try to get rid of this and settle the question now and move on.
Okay, just to note, we said the people who were not serving on committees would have priority. Now, you don't have a concrete motion to make, though. You're suggesting we deal with this, but you're not making a motion.
Well, according to the... You have a motion?
Sure. All right.
Okay, why don't I hear your motion and comment? I'd like to move that we accept all of these people on these committees.
As voting members.
As voting members.
That would make a few of the expansions not two members, but three. That's fine. All right, it's been moved that we accept.
Second.
Excuse me?
No, one, Sonali, one person dropped off, so it would be three people. Expansion. One dropped off, Marie dropped off.
Did Marie drop off?
All right, four.
Did Marie drop off on one or two committees?
That's a clarification that one of these committees would actually have four voting members at
one.
So let's do this. There's been a motion by Leslie Bradford. I'm just wondering if that's been seconded. Okay, it is moved and seconded. Now we can go through discussion. Now you're going to keep the stack. I'm going to start. What is it? Okay, the question has been called for. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the question has been called for seconded.
Is the point of clarification, point of information on order now?
It is. I'll take a point of information.
Yeah, it isn't clear. Did Marie, is she dropping from one or both committees?
Both committees.
From both committees. Thank you.
Okay, so Marie Geary is withdrawing from both
committees. That means four people would go on the management committee.
Yes. For clarification, that was clarified to me too, that would add four to management. The question has been called for and seconded. Those in favor of ending debate and going to vote, raise your cards. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Those in favor. It passes. That is the name of the question.
Does this now mean that since the committees are open, that people can join in? In other words, if
no.
So it says of now. So is it appropriate to find out if anybody here wants to add their name to any committee?
If anyone here wants to do that.
Add their name to any committee.
Well,
the committees are all going to be open.
Yeah, I think we should resolve the issue of those who have already decided to sign up. That does not preclude others. Well, if committees are not a maximum membership. So I think we should go ahead. People have had a chance to do this. I think Matt's question is, are there people who would like to be considered for these committees who have not had a chance of saying to sign up for them? Is that your point?
Because it was done in such haste.
I'd already left the building. For example.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I always wanted to be on the program committee anyway. I wouldn't have brought it up except that Madeline may just said something that affected me directly.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Now, the thing is, I know we're supposed to use Robert's rules for
point of information.
Maybe we can handle this without getting bogged down in the water. Yeah.
Point of information.
Okay, one moment. The spirit of Madeline's suggestion is that people at the table who would like to self-nominate to a committee put their names out there. Now, that does not mean that this motion has passed and that all committees will be expanded with more voting members, but I'm just wondering, is there kind of general consensus that people could at this moment add their names to the committee, or is there an objection to that process? Okay, there are objections, so we cannot do it because it would have to be
point of information.
So let's move ahead. The motion is on the floor.
I'm not objecting.
Point of information.
Okay, just
for
the point.
Do I understand correctly that either way this vote were to go,
we'll have to get real quiet so that people go ahead.
Do I understand correctly that either way this vote goes does not preclude later addition to people to any of these committees?
That is correct.
No matter which way the vote goes on this,
the body,
we're not foreclosing our future actions, correct?
The body can move anything it wishes and have, that's right, in the future could. Right now we're dealing only with the names that we're dealing with.
Okay. Point of information.
Margaret is next.
Just a point of information. I really would like to, as the person who put forward this motion, I would like to appeal to the board that we really not spend a lot of time on this, considering that the other LSBs have allowed people to volunteer for committees and move forward with the committee work. This board has spent a lot of time on this already, and I think that, you know, there's a way in which we're tying ourselves up with it, and I think we should just try to proceed with as few motions as possible and get this matter resolved. We're one of the few LSBs that's even requiring votes on committee membership. Okay, so I think, frankly, we're wasting a lot of time when work needs to happen and we should just try and move forward. So I'm just making an appeal for us to resolve this matter quickly and not get bogged down.
Here.
You've already spent 10 minutes on this.
Okay, now we have a lot of cards up, so we're going to create a stack. We can keep a stack here. Yeah, maybe we could do this. I believe that's a healthy suggestion that we go pro-con. So let's see someone who is pro for this. Jane. Someone who's pro. Harrison. Someone who's against. David. Ed. Let's take those four and let's see if the body would like to move ahead. All right, good. First on the stack.
Jane.